the Twin Lakes area here is in the path of totality, so we can expect a lot of people and obviously a big economic boon to the area when this happens, right?
Absolutely. And when I go and talk to communities, what I like to tell them about is, you know, the things that we learned from 2017. And there were millions of people that traveled across the globe, not just in the United States, internationally, to see the eclipse. Now, back in 2017, we had not seen a full solar eclipse over the United States since 1918. So a lot of it was curiosity, you know, unless people had traveled to see a full solar eclipse. We had not seen one, you know, in the U.S. since 2017. But what we learned in 2017 is that it was a huge tourism event. And I'll just throw out some numbers. We'll use South Carolina. South Carolina had 1.6 million people come to their state for the 2017 North American eclipse. That equated to an economic impact for those days of the eclipse of $269 million.
Wow.
That is a massive tourism event. Now, I have to say that comparing the 2017 eclipse to what we're going to see in 2024 is, I like to say, twice as good, because the width of the path of totality is nearly twice the size, and our period of full darkness is nearly twice as long in places in Arkansas that they saw in 2017. So, for example, the longest period of darkness during the 2017 eclipse was 2 minutes and 45 seconds. In Arkansas, we will see up to 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow.
Of complete darkness. Mountain Home, for example, you guys are going to look at 3 minutes and almost 9 seconds of full darkness from the eclipse.
You had a chance to meet with some mayors in the area recently, and you're explaining this. What was their reaction, and what's ahead planning-wise?
They realized that this could be massive for the community. I mean, you guys are right in the air. I mean, look, everybody knows that, you know, Mountain Home and the surrounding area is a great place to get out on the water, to truly explore the beauty of the natural state. And I think the mayors and elected officials realize that this is going to be something that will have a massive impact on your community. And it's true. And so what we all have to do is begin thinking about what do we want to do in Arkansas to pull visitors to our area. Now, I always, when I talk to communities, I like to point out, we are not competing against each other. Everyone in Arkansas, there will be so many visitors coming to your community. What we need to do is all work together, because we want to entice visitors to come early, stay late, and stay put. Because one of the things that we learned in 2017 is when you have that many people traveling to see an eclipse, when it finishes, a lot of people's first instinct is to get out on the road. And that happened in 2017, and the effect was that there were giant traffic jams on highways and interstates because everybody was trying to move as soon as the eclipse was over. So what we suggest through Arkansas Tourism is have events in the days leading up to the eclipse and even that Monday evening, so people will stay another night and not get on the road with hundreds of thousands of other people.
Very good. It's obviously a huge event. We're talking about 2 years out. Looking forward to seeing what happens. Kim, some great information then. We sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. We all need to look forward, because it will be a wonderful event for the natural state.